It's the Who Cares Wins radio show team. I'm Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and joining me in the studio, of course, is the other wonderful co-presenter of this show, Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Can you hear me, Jan? You look confused.
You seem a little bit muffled.
Am I confused.com? I don't know.
I can hear me in my headphones. I'm not...
Oh, I can hear me. Can I hear you?
That's fine, then.
I can hear you. I can't hear me very well.
It's been so long. We're out of sync.
Let's make sure we can hear our guest. Hello, Dee Stringer, the double award winner, fantastic woman.
Good morning, ladies. Good afternoon. No, sorry.
It is, isn't it? I know, time flies when you're having fun.
Doesn't it?
And six cups of coffee I've had. Anyway, moving on to... I'm going to get my microphone maybe a little bit further down there. That might be a bit better. So we're here. We're back in the studio. We're here with lots of health and well-being stuff. And, of course, more importantly, we want to hear from you, the listener. If you are out there today listening in, you wanted to hear the wonderful Dee Stringer, you want to actually ring in, maybe say hi to Dee. Maybe you've had a meeting with Dee. Maybe you've met her at one of the award dinners and you want to, again, shout about her and congratulate her over the airwaves. You can give us a call. Don't forget, we have the phone lines open on 01303 874 998. You can, of course, tweet us by using our Twitter handle of @CaresWins, and we have the Twitter feed here. Jan is
I'm ready, poised,
ready and waiting with waiting. The keyboard to reply, or even we will shout out the tweet on air. And of course, we have Facebook going on, so our Facebook page, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, you can email using studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. I remembered it all, Jan.
You did.
Are you impressed?
Done your homework.
I was revising very, very fastidiously last night. Sure. What am I supposed to say? It feels like I have been away for years from this studio. I know it's only been a few weeks, but it just feels forever.
It's that break of routine, for one thing, isn't it? Mm. That, you know, we're kind of hamsters on a wheel, no matter what we do in life. Yes, I was sitting on the sidelines.
Siberian hamster.
For those of you who are not in the know, Angela and Dee have both been watching the 40 Towers reruns. I know them off by heart without watching them, and I have the audio discs.
I didn't know, Jan, just a bit of useless information, possibly, but they actually only ever made 12 episodes.
Yes, that's the golden number for a sitcom.
Really?
If it's not good, it doesn't make it past 6.
Oh.
If it is good, you should stop at 12. Leave them wanting more.
What happened to All New Fools and Horses? Because there's more.
Well, because they were an hour long, so they were like a comedy drama rather than a sitcom. Sitcoms generally 30 minutes in duration.
There you have it, listener. See, Jan, you're so much in the know.
I know a lot of useless information.
And more importantly, our sponsor, just to remind you all listeners that we do have sponsorship opportunities for the show. So if you're involved in anything to do with health and well-being and you actually would like to be shouted about more than just once when you're on as a guest or perhaps just over the phone, you can sponsor the show. And there's all sorts of opportunities, and do talk to us, whether it's just one show or many shows. And of course, our sponsor at the moment is Kent Connections, the wonderful magazine for holistic and health therapy throughout Kent and perhaps a bit beyond into Sussex. So do have a look, Kent Connections, that's with an X, .co.uk. And you'll also see our big logo on the front of their website there. And also a page about our show is also in their magazine. So big thank you to Kent Connections.
Absolutely.
For their support and their ongoing support, even though they are in transition to a new owner for editing purposes and manufacturing of it. But yeah, we wish them all success. But the continuation of their sponsorship is great. So again, it just helps with our promotion. We're able to do a little bit more and also get the word out there of what we do. So many people are now coming up to me in the middle of Tesco's and saying, hey, Who Cares Wins? I know about it. I've heard about it. It's sad, I know, life I lead.
Is that T-shirt she wears with the arrow saying, talk to me about Who Cares Wins?
I need one of those badges, don't I? But
other superstores, of course,
do exist. Thank you very much, Dee.
Now, before we get into more detail with Dee, because I want to also, we need to get those awards in, maybe one of the music breaks, because I want to have a look at these awards that you won. She's kindly brought them along for us to have a look at.
We'll make sure we take photos.
We've got a few things going on this week, and I just wanted to give a shout out for some of those that Jan, we've got a few things, one very close to my heart, because obviously I've been away, not only trying to escape the rat race a little bit and revisit my honeymoon and wedding venue in Austria, but also I've been caring with my mum, because unfortunately, yes, some of you know, she's been diagnosed with lung cancer, so that now brings a whole new set of challenges to the world of the Briar Stevenson household. But of course, with that, last Thursday actually, I was sitting in the oncology area, and there are these hundreds, I would say hundreds and hundreds of booklets that Macmillan offer. Yeah. And they are beautifully designed. They are, I mean, the cost, I know what goes involved in putting together a leaflet, a pamphlet. And these are seriously thick booklets. One was a wonderful glossy paged recipe booklet, glossy photos, the recipes, ring bound. It was probably bigger than A4 size.
So in a normal bookshop, you'd be looking £25 easy.
I would say at least. And all of this is just freely available for you to take. Although I must admit, I felt like I was stealing them. So I had to go and ask the receptionist, you know, please, where can I put some money, some donations in? Mm-hmm. And also I feel that I want to look after these, because I think I'm going to put them back when we've worked through with them and come out the other side.
Absolutely.
But there is a Macmillan coffee morning, isn't there, Jan?
It's the world's biggest coffee morning this Friday. It's Friday, September 25th.
Yes.
So you can either run your own coffee morning, mm-hmm. and they will send you packs, information packs on what to do, how to go about that.
Right.
Or there's bound to be a coffee morning near you somewhere.
There must be posters.
Yeah.
Look at the local cafes, libraries,
absolutely. If you're on the internet... Yes, we mentioned Google, but other reputable search engines are available. And you're searching for Coffee Morning Macmillan, or just Coffee Morning Cancer.
Yeah.
Anything like that, you'll come up with lots of links.
And of course, if you're listening, or you know you're listening in and you know of someone nearby who is running an event, perhaps give them a nudge. Get them to ring in either now on 01303 874 998. Give us a call, let us know. We can shout out about your event and maybe get a few more people to come along and support you.
Send us a tweet at CaresWins. I'm ready to forward that on and let everybody know about
shout
that
about
or
it.
Share the information.
So don't forget, with our tweets, we have an exposure of in excess of, well, it's probably more now, but
drum
it's
roll.
In excess of 200,000 tweety people.
That's an awful lot of coffee.
Tweety people.
Yes, a lot of coffee.
There's a lot of coffee. So yes, or tea if you prefer.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, we can shout about it. So give us a call, let us know, or tweet us, or even on the Facebook, and we can shout about it. Or perhaps let us know how your event went, how much you raised, and we can shout about that maybe on next week's show.
Absolutely.
So there's so much
to looking good.
Let's talk to Dee. I am fascinated. First of all, Dee, she's got a wonderful accent, may I say, because the good old Irish in me starts to collude with you, with your wonderful accent.
That's why you two have been communing in the corner.
I know, yeah. So
amongst other things.
I'm not going there.
It's Monday afternoon, steady. So Dee Stringer of Swelling Matters, which is your own business, which is only 15 months old.
It is.
So it's still a little baby. But within 15 months, listener, you're going to hear between now and 1 o'clock that this lady has done amazing things in 15 months. And so now there's no excuse for any of you out there who want to set up a business. Hear Dee's story. By the end of today, you'll be like, well, there's no stopping me now. I can do it. So first of all, Dee, before we get into the actual business of what you're looking after people with regards to lymphedema and lipedema. Get that right. Before I go into the sort of details of that and the conditions, first of all, let's take you back in time. A little journey.
Take the wrinkles with you as well.
Hey, look, I think I've got more than you. And not that I'm competitive, Jan. And so we want to just understand, there's a bit of background, because when I spoke to you on the telephone, you've been in the army. You've been in the army as an army nurse.
I was.
So it's always been nursing and caring that you've followed as your sort of pathway. Is that right?
Ever since the age of 14.
Wow.
That's 38 years now. Oh, dear, I've just given away my age now.
Hence why I'm taken back.
Hang on, where's me? Carry one. What is that? Like? Moving swiftly on, but you don't look a day over 21, my darling.
Oh, bless you. Can you take those glasses off?
I'm sorry, yeah. There's three pairs. Let me just put them back. So... You started in that sort of caring role. So that was a passion? You wanted to do that?
It was work experience I started in and then just carried on. And then I didn't actually particularly want to be a nurse.
Ah. Yeah.
I wanted to be a trolley dolly because I thought they were really, really glamorous and lovely uniform. And then I realised, oh, they're just giving out teas and coffees, bless them. Very worthwhile job when you're actually travelling.
Yeah.
But I didn't really want to do it. But,
Take the plane away. It's no fun, is it?
And then I wanted to be a nurse, but at home in Ireland, in Northern Ireland, whenever I wanted to do my training, it was actually a 5-year waiting list because I grew up along with the troubles everybody became a nurse if they were female or into the management side of nursing, but it was all nursing related.
Right.
And I wasn't prepared to be unemployed for 5 years, and I did actually really want to be a nurse. So I came to England. I joined the HM forces and I was actually trained with the Queen Alexandra's Royal Army Nursing Corps.
I'm saluting. Is that the right way?
No, hands up. I did actually do just 6 months here, and then fortunately I had the chance to go to Hong Kong for 14 months.
Wow.
Which was, at the tender age of just being a teenager, was absolutely massive.
So you got your travel?
I did get my travel. It started a bug, I can tell you. But for the nursing side, it was phenomenal because... Yeah. Tuberculosis was every day, meningitis was every day, and we just took it in our stride. It was the best nursing training, best start to my career ever.
Wow. And you just really followed it on, followed the path, the opportunities came your way?
Yeah, I stayed with the forces for 6 years until I had some knee surgery, which rendered me not being able to stay as a nurse.
Oh, right.
So I left and I joined the NHS where I did my back. And then before slipped in.
You're working upwards then.
Yeah. It's a progression. It's a working practice. And then they said, oh, because of your back injury, you can't nurse. So I thought, whatever. Someone told me that before, ignored them, carried on.
Yeah.
Went to work in the private sector, did my other knee.
Oh.
They said, you can't actually stay as a nurse. And I went, yeah, whatever.
Listen,
as I do quite a lot. Yeah, la, 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 la. And then went in to work as agency work, which is where I actually came across the lymphedema clinic.
Oh, right.
And actually got channeled into that, went in for 2 months, fell in love with these ladies with larger limbs because it's such a needy care area.
I bet.
I just couldn't get away from them. And then it was a wonderful woman called Deborah Mulvaney, who I believe you do know.
Oh, yes.
Who dragged me kicking and screaming
the
off my
bum. The lady who was on just before our summer break.
Yes, she's the young lady from Shaping Wellness in Faversham.
Yes.
And she actually said to me, do you know what? I believe in you.
Oh.
Come and give it a go. I had worked for a whole year without any days off. Thank you, Andrew Smith, for being so sympathetic. And then I just decided I would actually set up my own business, and I would take an awful lot of my ladies can't actually get to clinics.
No.
For 8:30 in the morning or for 3:30 in the afternoon.
It's quite a limited time frame, isn't
it? It is, and it is only Monday to Friday, as long as you don't have a bank holiday.
Yes.
These conditions are 24/7.
Of course they are.
And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I joined the Metis Women's Forum.
Oh, yes, Metis Women, yes.
And through their support and collaboration and growth, which is all what they're about, they actually gave me the gumph behind myself and actually supported me. So I just give it a try.
Good on you.
And I take the treatments to people's houses. I don't have clinic times. Just I see them whenever. If they want an hour, they get an hour. If they need 2 hours, I'll make them tea and I'll stay for 2 hours.
Marvellous.
It is wonderful. It's been life-changing.
And as I say, to sort of coin that phrase of their success is your success thing, you know, seeing their happy faces, seeing them, you know, you're relieving maybe some of that pain or, you know, helping them with some of that part of that condition, you know, is surely for you is that whole heart.
This is why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's not for gain.
No.
It's actually for my patients.
No.
I have one lady in Birchington who she's 92.
Wow.
She only stopped swimming 4 years ago.
Good on her.
How embarrassing. She unfortunately fell over, broke her hip, and woke up with lymphedema. And she had an ulcer on her leg, and within 6 months, the ulcer was dry.
Crikey.
And she's now walking up into Birchington Square for a cup of coffee every day.
Good on.
With the
D-stringer t-shirt, yes?
No, not yet, no. They're a work in practice as well. They'll be out next month.
We need to have a D-stringer did this.
Yes, D-stringer Appreciation Society. Yes. Everyone can join, free.
I think that's definitely on the cards.
We need to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is fantastic. Because as I said at the earlier part of this program, Dee's business, Swelling Matters, you are literally 15 months down the line.
Yes.
And yet your successes are already sort of rolling off the end of a sheet of, I don't know,
A5. Yeah. At least, well, no, A3 no, no. At least.
I'd go A4 actually. And of course, these double awards that, you know, we mentioned earlier. Just for our listeners' purposes, we have mentioned on air before about the Health and Beauty Awards that obviously sort of happened this year for the first time. They were split off from the Kent Independent Trader Awards.
They were indeed.
Because the health and beauty section was so oversubscribed. Yes. They decided, you know what, let's have a Health and Beauty Awards section and hopefully we'll get involved with that a bit more next year. So of course that was run, and I know that you were a double award winner there, weren't you?
I managed to get bronze award for mobile therapist of the year, and I got silver for alternative therapist of the year.
Fantastic.
It's not
and
proud.
That is a huge achievement, because also just for the everyone else that was actually entered, so all the finalists, you know, to actually then get an award, well, actually two. I think you're greedy, but anyway.
You know, some people just arrive with a handbag.
Yeah.
She comes with a roller case with the awards.
Yeah.
So we'll have
working
those photos
suitcase,
later.
A full-size suitcase next year.
I thought she was moving in. But yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Well, there are so many people out there. We've seen on Facebook and with some of the replies on our Facebook postings to say when you were coming on the studio today that, you know, that you are sort of this sort of wonderful woman, this sort of idol, this real inspiration to a lot of women. Also about setting up a business and actually what you can do and achieve.
It was a leap of faith. And lymphedema and lipedema, ladies, are very, unfortunately, very sadly neglected whenever it comes. It's a costing thing. Mm. And it's not actually a chic thing to, nobody wants to talk about big legs or big arms. Mm. You know, like cancer, as you know yourself, is very much in the limelight. The heart foundations are very much in the limelight. This is a very underfunded service, unfortunately. And we are talking about quite large numbers, even in the UK.
Percentages.
There's 11% of ladies in the UK with lipedema, which is the adipose fat side.
We're going to come back to that.
Okay.
Press pause on that bit, Jan.
We'll pause on that and rewind. 11% is, that's 100,000 people with lymphedema and 11% with the lipedema side. You know, it just needs to be channeled more. It really does. It needs to be identified and earlier. Lipedema is absolutely...
I'm interrupting you. You were saying, and I'll come back to this when we explain to our listener what these conditions are in a bit more detail to sort of clarify it for our listener. But you were saying to me earlier that I think it was either one of your patients or somebody you knew, they're actually born with it.
Yes.
So
you can actually get
catch.
No, it's not a disease. It's not something dirty, and it's not something you've inflicted upon yourself through self-neglect.
Which a lot of people can judgmentally.
Very, very judgmental.
Observe, can't they, and go, oh, well.
Absolutely. And think, oh, she's a big girl. She just needs to actually lose weight and take a Fruzamide to get rid of fluids. Other tablets are available for offloading fluids, of course. However,
she's learned very quickly.
She's good.
Not too bad. However, if it was just so easy, we wouldn't actually need these ladies to go to specialised clinics. If it was a fact of a pill and getting on, I will say Tesco's because that's the first one that comes to mind, Tesco's bacon slicer and chopping the fat off, we'd all be there.
Of course we would.
These are life limiting conditions and they impact on people every single day, 24/7. Hence why I don't have clinics that run from 9 to 5 or whatever. I see people before they go to work. I see people when they come in from work.
Mm.
You actually have to work with the customer on what the needs are.
And work around them.
Absolutely.
Rather than, well, this is when I'm here, you know, take it or leave it. I'm not putting down the NHS because I think, you know, again.
Absolutely not.
There's also a whole issue around that just don't have enough people, they don't have enough space. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
Don't get me on my soapbox. So I think it's time for a bit of music because then I want to come back and literally describe, or actually Dee's going to do it. Don't panic, listener. I'm not going to attempt it at all. I can only just say it. So she's going to describe the conditions for us to understand it a bit more about it and how it comes about. But also the songs today have been chosen by Dee, and the first one up is a beautiful song.
Literally.
Because it is beautiful by Christina Aguilera. But there is a reason that you've chosen that and the lyrics behind it and the message, isn't there, Dee?
Yeah, I mean, Christina Aguilera, she sung this from the heart, I believe. And on the video, she was actually a bit of a mess herself. This is actually to try and dispel. This is for my lipedema ladies and my ladies with larger limbs on the lymphedema side. Because, trust me, Benice, you are beautiful.
Oh.
Is about small changes we can make to be healthier. For loads of ideas to cut back fat, watch the salt, make sugar swaps, or get your five a day, just search online for Change for Life.
Who cares wins? Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio. Channel Radio.
Who cares wins? Every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
I'm a bright star.
Well, again, a beautiful song there, beautiful by Christina Aguilera, as chosen by our wonderful guest this afternoon, Dee Stringer. Thank you, Dee, for that.
Thank
you. And we've
got
a couple of other songs that we need to make sure we get aired before we finish at 1 o'clock today. Plus, get all this information teased out of you, basically suck your mind and all the information you have in it for our listeners to take home and digest. Maybe we should do an exam paper, Dee, at the end of the week.
Okay.
Send it out on Facebook, see how many we get.
You can tell she's had a break, can't you?
Answers on a postcard, a very big one.
Although I'm not sure, as I said earlier, whether I'm getting these teeth worn in for somebody. I'm not doing a good job, so I might throw them out the window in a minute and maybe use the alpacas ones instead. So, you are Who Cares Wins. You're listening to us on Channel Radio. We are on the Twitter, on @CaresWins. We're also on the phone, not literally at the moment, but if you want to ring us on 01303 874998. And, of course, you can Facebook us, Who Cares Wins Radio Show, or email studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So, Dee, we were talking about your sort of journey, if you like, to becoming this business owner of Swelling Matters.
Yep.
And you started to delve into the two conditions. Now, that was lipedema and lymphedema.
Indeed.
So, if I may ask for our listeners, as well as my own personal information, can you explain the difference between the two? What are these conditions? How do they come about? What do they cause within? Is it mainly women, etc. as well? So give a bit of background. You choose which one you want to start with.
Okay, so if I start with the lymphedema side, there's two sides to that as well. There's the primary lymphedema, which means that you're actually inherently born with a predisposition to having a larger limb or limbs.
Right.
It's very, very unfortunate. I do have a young lady, if you look at my Swelling Matters page, she's 4 years old. Oh. And she's in Glasgow, and she's already been in compression hosiery for 2 years.
Oh.
Which is quite tragic, really.
Yeah.
And it's not anything that she's done to herself. It's just one of these unfortunate things.
Yeah.
Then there's the secondary lymphedema, where you get it secondary to your cancers, to an injury, to a degloving injury that you would get on your arm if you actually, unfortunately, pull the skin off. You will get lymphedema. Because the lymphatics, everybody thinks of lymphatics as just sort of round about your tonsillar area and things like that. It actually goes from the top of your head all the way down to your feet. And your last nodes that you can actually identify popliteals, are actually behind the knees, the popliteals. But off there, you've got the long saphenous veins, which actually run down into the feet. So that's where you get problems. If you actually get a secondary problem or a primary problem, you will have this predisposition to larger limbs.
Which is why a lot of people may make the wrong assumption that lymphedema is over only when you've had breast surgery.
Indeed.
Cancer.
And up until 6 years ago, you couldn't actually get treatment in the NHS for lymphedema unless it was cancer related. But now they have diversified and they're actually taking people from all walks. Absolutely.
Good. Yay, yay.
On the lipedema side, which is the one that I'm actually championing particularly, people look to be fat.
Right.
It is called the fat disease.
Right. And that's a sad label.
It is. It's actually called the fat disease. It's a bit awful, really, to label people as fat. It's not fat per se. It's not due to obesity or overeating or bad eating. This is another genetic one where you actually wake up the first menstrual cycle that you have and you have these lovely big legs. And then you have babies and the legs get bigger. And then, being fortunate that we're women, we've still got the menopause to look after. Yay!
Yes, I know that. Thank you very much. We'll talk about that later, Dee.
But the lymphedema.
At the moment, I'm all calm, no hot flashes going on, I'm nice and cool.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the lymphedema side, I mean, it's widely thought of as just fluid, but it can actually be triggered during pregnancy, especially if you're carrying multiple births.
Oh, right.
Because you've got a whole line of inguinal nodes right across from one leg to the other. As your tummy gets bigger.
So, of course, they're pressing.
They're pressing. So they're actually damaging the lymph nodes themselves.
So is there anything they could do in pregnancy to alleviate it?
Absolutely. I mean, the treatments that we advise everybody is deep breathing from the diaphragm.
Yes.
And it's not actually just your that you do when you go to the doctor. You actually do need to open up your arms so that you can open all the gates here underneath because you've got axillary nodes.
Under there, yeah.
And as you actually drop your diaphragm down, it helps pull the fluid back up from the legs and then expel it out through the kidneys.
See, my deep breathing exercises, Jan.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to be said.
You said that the condition can come on at the first menstrual cycle.
That's the lipedema side.
And is this something then that could be tested for?
They're looking into that at the minute.
Right.
Unfortunately, to actually have surgical treatment for lipedema, there is only one place at the minute that's doing it, and that's in Germany.
Really?
And I do know have a lady who has spent $90,000 travelling from America. It's not liposuction per se.
No.
It's actual medical liposuction,
yeah,
where they actually inject saline into the fat areas and
right,
suck the fat out.
Wow.
After that, unfortunately, it means you have to go into very tight compression hosiery,
yeah,
because otherwise the tissues will rebound.
Sure.
And you're back to square one.
And surely with all of this, it must be painful.
It's shockingly painful. Ladies with lipedema, you can touch their skin and they bruise. They suffer pain on a daily basis.
Mm.
And the only thing that you can really do is manage the condition.
Mm. And are these separate conditions or can you experience them both?
Unfortunately, I do have one young lady on my book who has got lympholipedema. So she's got the fluid and she's got the fat.
Right.
And she is desperately trying to keep it all in check. And bless her heart, all I can do is support her and give her what treatments I can to actually control the conditions. Mm. And the last thing you want is to have a cellulitis breakout. People think that cellulitis is just for the fact that when you get bitten, you get a cellulitic reaction. If you've your fluid-filled and fat-filled limbs
mm-hmm.
are actually full of bacteria. All that fluid is bacteria. If you let it sit, you can trigger cellulitis by and blinking.
Wow.
It will just happen. And cellulitis can kill. I have a lady that was in hospital when I first met her. She had a cellulitic arm, and she was on antibiotics for 7 months.
Grief.
It's life-changing. It will still put you in intensive care.
Mm. And also, from my understanding with the lymphedema, because obviously my aunt had breast cancer and also a very dear friend of mine recently, and they have to go for treatments, they have to go for drainage.
Yep, it's medical lymphatic drainage. So there's two ways of doing it. For your patients with palliative disease that have got active cancer, you can do medical lymphatic drainage. And the whole premise, you can't actually go for just a massage.
No.
Because the initial lymphatics literally lay just underneath the skin.
Right.
So if you have traditional massage, you will actually damage the lymphatics and you could actually trigger the arm getting bigger or cellulitis.
Right, okay. So they've got to avoid
the old-fashioned massage.
Yeah.
When it comes to patients who have got the primary lymphedema, I've just extended my training because I went back up to the Lymphedema Training Academy where I trained on the LUDUC course. And then we discovered that you actually, with the primaries, you actually did need to move fluid a little bit harder from one lymphangium to the other. Still not as strict as massage, but just enough. And we actually watched the fluid on screen move from one area to another. And it's moving fluid in real time is what it's doing.
Crikey. It is amazing, isn't it?
And are both conditions triggered or can they be inherited?
Both can be inherited.
Right.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Which, I mean, that you said a baby of four,
a little girl. Yeah, a little girl of four who's already been in hosiery for 2 years.
And is there a way with treatment that it can be, you know, it can't be reversed then?
It can't be. The unfortunate thing about lymphedema and lipedema are they both lifelong conditions and life-limiting conditions.
Is there a lifespan as well?
It's forever. It's forever.
In the sense of, if I have that, it would make my life shorter.
It can
or
impact
can
because
other ripe old age.
Absolutely, because when you've got a lady who I did have in a clinic in Ashford, she had one arm that was 80% bigger than the other, which is massive.
Yeah.
And she couldn't understand why she had neck pain and the neck was actually out of sync.
Yes.
Was because she's actually physically having to lean over to drag this arm. And a lady in Ramsgate as well who had a horsefly bite and was left with a leg, just a calf, measuring over a metre, 118 centimetres.
Just from a horsefly.
It's incredible,
and it's shocking.
Isn't it? I mean, most people complain when they've been bitten that a bit of an itch.
That bite. Yeah.
And then something like that can happen out of the blue.
Yeah. And she's 33. That's forever.
Now, would that be because that horse fly had something, or purely that it triggered something within
purely
her system?
Purely that it triggered something within the system, and now she's been left with this misshapen huge leg.
Crikey.
It's and quite
tough. Is this something, we're looking way into the future, obviously, with all the DNA testing and the genes testing that's going on,
yeah.
Is this something that ultimately you feel could be knocked out and prevented?
Oh, it's very subjective. I mean, right. Genetics is very subjective anyway. Mm-hmm. When I was nursing in mainstream nursing, I actually came across an awful lot of people with Huntington's disease,
right.
Oh, yes. Which is a horrific disease, you know yourself. And they're doing genetic testing, and there was a whole hoo-ha as to whether you knock it out or not. Personally, I think if you can isolate Huntington's, great.
Yeah.
Because you don't really want it carrying on.
No.
When it comes to lymphedema, it could well be in the future as well that they'd be able to identify it, that someone's a carrier of the gene.
Right.
Because sometimes it can actually skip a generation. It doesn't necessarily go gran, mum, yourself, daughter.
And on that note, does it affect men? Are there
it
any
does
men
affect
yet?
Men. Yeah, it does affect men indeed. I do know of a chap who's about 7 foot tall. Takes a little while to measure him for hose, right? Unfortunately, wow. I'm vertically challenged. I'm only 5 foot four on a good day.
Take a little step ladder with you.
Yeah, take a step ladder, maybe a pair of stilettos.
Now steady on, that's another job, surely.
Yeah, that's on a Friday night. That actually costs a bit more for that one, actually.
Now, coming back to your music choice, Dee.
Yes.
I'd like to have a little description of why you've chosen. We've had this song played before, and it does tend to be linked to a lot of people's choices with regards to achievement or the will to carry on and to make a go. But you've chosen it because you heard it on the radio and it made you stop dead in your tracks.
It did.
Eva Cassidy's Over the Rainbow.
This one is a very poignant song to my heart. It is for all my ladies who are going through the transition and the journey of cancer care, and for the ones, unfortunately, that have gone before.
Mm. Well, bless you. And let's have a sit back and a listen to Over the Rainbow, and that's Eva Cassidy's version.
Thank you.
wins. Your health and well-being show here on Channel Radio.
Who cares wins every Monday at noon on Channel Radio.
On the bright side.
Yes, welcome back to the studio. It is me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson. Yes, we're back. We're live. We are real people here talking to you live on air on channelradio.co.uk. And, of course, it's me as well as Jan Mulligan.
Hello, everybody.
We're all here, the big, proper real team. We're all live.
Real team.
Couple cutouts going on. And more importantly, our guest is real. She's here in the flesh with her awards, which we'll take pictures of later and post them everywhere, Dee.
Thank you.
And also, Dee, there's a bit of a rumour that you're on the front cover of some celebrity magazine going on.
I don't know which one that is.
Women
in Business magazine.
I can't wait to get my next copy then. Yes, the Kent Women in Business magazine. If you don't have it, why not? We're sending the boys round to make sure you sign up. Great magazine run by Hilary Steele and Sue Smith.
Absolutely brilliant people.
Brilliant, brilliant people. Lovely ladies. And of course, you are now going to be on the front cover. So not just an award winner, not just a wonderful woman, and also what she does, but now she's on the front cover of a magazine. So that's it. You've made it. You've been on Who Cares Wins. That's it. Put your feet up.
Stop that's done. Not enough to put you off your cornflakes. I don't know what will be.
What, being on Who Cares Wins?
No.
So let's open come in the front, back. Come now, up. Dee, we are running short of time, as we always do on this show. We can't get everything covered. I would love to talk in great depth about all of the stuff we've just gone through. We've talked about the conditions and sort of highlighted that, yes, there are hereditary / you can get them. We talked about horsefly bite. So it just triggers this condition. But you, of course, you're running your own business, which I know is private, so people have to pay you for the service.
They do.
But, of course, they're paying you so you can offer it at the end
Absolutely.
Of the day. You're not in it as a business profitable woman.
No.
You're in it to actually look after these women and give them a life.
Absolutely.
That can be maybe less painful, and they can maybe do more. Now, we've talked a little bit before the show, a bit worried that she's going to beam me up, Scotty, to outer space, Jan, because she keeps going on about this laser.
Yes.
But you have, and you've got it in your car.
I do.
So I'm going to behave now, in case she zaps me. This laser, because this isn't on the NHS, is it, this treatment?
It's just being thought of to come into clinics in the NHS, but I've had mine for over a year.
Right. So what does it do? Is it very big?
It's sizable. It actually looks like your mixing desk, to be honest. It's actually low laser light therapy, so it's not your laser that you would actually experience in surgery and what people have had for eye surgery and things like that.
Right.
It's actually heliotherapy, which has been around for thousands of years. We used to send people down to the seaside to get better
yes.
because they had the fresh air, they had the sunshine.
Yes.
Obviously not today. so I brought my own sunshine with me. I always have it with me. This actually works on a cellular level just beneath the skin
right.
to actually get rid of anything that's damaged, that's sick, that's not working properly. And actually uptakes oxygen so as you can actually have regeneration to
yes.
the area.
Yes, yes.
They are actually using this on ladies and gents with multiple sclerosis
oh.
to actually stop the degeneration of the myelin sheath, which is massive.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I haven't actually done that, but what I have done is I actually had a patient who was referred to me privately with mesothelioma. She had class 1 diabetes, so she was injecting. She had renal failure.
Good
she had active lung cancer. There wasn't an awful lot in the medical lymphatic drainage I could have done for her. But what I did do was I lasered her with my photon, not photons really, with my laser. And in 7 weeks, she had necrosis of her toes and she had tracking gangrene. And I actually did think that the toes were going to fall off. 7 weeks later, her toes are pink and there is no sign of gangrene whatsoever.
Wow.
So it is that good. It's very new.
Yeah.
And an awful lot of people will have seen adverts on Yahoo and Google and things like that and really just dismissed it.
Mm.
It's your first advert that comes up. It is revolutionising healthcare. It's either called cold laser or low laser light therapy.
Okay.
You will now see it because you've never noticed it before,
no,
but now you will.
Talked about that.
Yeah, she's got one of those things.
Well, the downside sometimes with my adverts that come up, especially Facebook, you think you're clicking on this ad to take you to, and then it comes up with some,
and then it jumps onto something else. Yeah,
like, okay, that's not really the right link.
So your lady with the toes, you obviously had an area there that you could see that you were targeting.
I could, yeah.
Are there conditions, are there, where sort of there's an area? Do you have to cover the whole area or a bit
there's,
of the
there's
area?
There's conditions that you wouldn't actually deal with,
right.
And that's where you've actually got a tumour underneath. You
okay.
don't actually laser onto the tumour area, but you can treat the tissues surrounding. And with her, what I did was I actually treated from her popliteals, which are the ones behind your knees, to actually encourage all the flow back of the fluid and anything rotten. And then I treated her toes and underneath for plantar fasciitis as well, because that's another condition I can treat.
Right.
And it was just, I mean, I knew the machine was good. I didn't actually realise it was just that good.
But of course, expensive.
Very expensive. I mean, it's $5,000, but it is just so good. There is literally nothing apart from a tumour that you can't treat, even hair loss.
So you've mentioned there you can't treat because there might be a tumour there.
You can't treat over the tumour area, but you can treat the surrounding tissues.
So does that mean if somebody approaches you to have some treatment, that you require them to have been through their GP and a diagnosis first, or can you diagnose?
I can't diagnose because I'm a nurse.
Right.
Nurses are not allowed to diagnose, but you can have an inkling as to what's going on. So what you do is you actually say, just get your GP to do me a referral.
Right.
Then I'll go over the comorbidities, and if you do fit the criteria, then we can go ahead.
Right.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Excellent.
And are you having to fight to get GPs to do the referral to
you? Oh, yes.
Okay, so yeah, again, maybe another topic for another day.
Yes.
But, of course, the gym. But talking of GPs, you did actually, we were talking in the green room earlier, you did actually team up with some GPs in London, didn't you?
Yes, I belong to the British Lymphology Society and the Lymphedema Support Network, both of which are really good on Facebook for anybody with these life-limiting conditions to join.
Right.
On the lipedema side, on the British Lymphology Society, we actually teamed up with Lipedema UK, and they actually worked with the Royal College of GPs.
Right.
So from that came an online study forum for the GPs, which I was instrumental in actually checking and making sure it actually did tick boxes.
Good.
So that's actually free for the GPs to actually do in their own time. There's nothing really that comes free in the NHS, unfortunately, but this is free.
So this is free. Right. Well, GPs, if you're out there listening or you know of your GP, perhaps you could perhaps wave it in front of them to say, are you aware that this exists? Perhaps a bit more education, and we can pince a movement to perhaps, I love you GPs, but yeah, maybe we're just helping. We're assisting, aren't we?
We are.
The more it gets recognised, and the more they can see that they can actually actively diagnose from sight.
That's right. So I mean, surely it's going to help.
Absolutely. Mm. And these people that can then access clinics, whether it be private or NHS, and get the correct treatment.
Yeah. And hopefully then your role can then continue in more of that contributory and awareness raising as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously. Even on an advisory basis. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can email me, they can email the website, and I'll send them messages back to say, this is what you can do. You can actually do your online training free. I do say.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, if I can help in an advisory role at all.
Yeah, get in touch.
Absolutely.
But, of course, your customers come first.
Always.
Yeah, yeah. Now, talking of websites and emails, we need to make sure that people will post all of this on Facebook. We'll also put it in our LinkedIn group, which is Who Cares Wins, and of course you'll be tweeted about like mad, Dee, for the rest of the week. What's your website address, just to remind our listeners?
Website address is www.swellingmatters.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And email is info@swellingmatters.co.uk.
Okay, brilliant. So they're probably the main ways of getting hold of you to either talk about their own condition or their concerns, or to maybe actually book a particular treatment with you. Maybe they're even wanting to know more about that laser that you have in your boot.
It does not beam people up into the third universe.
I just did worry in case, a bit of road rage or something on the M25, you know, do you go around to your
boot? No, you need to plug it in. Yeah. There's nowhere to plug it in on the M25.
Oh, well, Dee, it has been fabulous to have you down here. An award winner. I am just, you know, we're not worthy. Just here we are.
I just want to check with you, Dee. Are you in a specific geographical area? You mentioned you've got people in Scotland or whatever. Is that by Skype? Do you visit them?
No, she's actually just on my Facebook page, but that was more when I was researching. I actually do cover the whole of Kent.
Whole of Kent.
All of Kent.
Lovely.
All of Kent.
All of Kent.
North, south, east and west.
All of it.
That is huge.
It is.
Do you dip your toe across the border?
I have.
There you go.
I've got a special passport now because I'm doing all these different study areas up in Birmingham. I do actually go as far as Birmingham and things like that for my training and retraining.
Right.
And on that note, it may be something that you don't know the answer to, fair enough now, but if somebody was to ring you from Scotland, from Cumbria, from, I don't know, Wales, would you know of people in their areas?
Yeah, on the
die sort of signposting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the Lymphedema Support Network site and the British Lymphology Society, they've actually got a whole list.
Brilliant.
Of where they can actually access people. And if they want to message me on Facebook, on the Swelling Matters page, I have had inquiries from South Carolina and from Afghanistan.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, worldwide.
Unfortunately,
domination.
I don't think I can cater to going to Afghanistan just to do some medical lymphatic drainage.
Have you not got any mates here in the army?
All expenses paid?
Yeah, if anybody wants to actually do me all expenses paid, of course I'll see the patient.
Bugger in the back of the helicopter.
Yes.
Not for the first time, I hate
to. The Huey's coming in.
And that's a whole different show.
Oh, yes.
On that note, I'm assuming that your link, those links to those particular websites of those
societies
are on your website?
They're actually on my Facebook page as
and
well.
Your Facebook page, yeah. Brilliant. Facebook page is?
Facebook page is Swelling Matters.
It is Swelling Matters.
And there is also D-Stringer. My second page is the Swelling Matters.
But D-Stringer is an individual, is it not?
D-Stringer is an individual. Swelling Matters is the company.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Well, we're going to have to soon close down and zoom out and do photo sessions with Dee.
Oh, my
so
day. Wide-angled lens.
No, that's for me, Dee.
That's what she was saying. She knows you well enough now.
Gang up on Angela just
welcome to Monday afternoon.
Anyway. You have something important to say.
I have. It's just a couple of awareness things on this week. National Work-Life Week. Now, we mentioned
good.
Earlier that
yeah.
before Dee went onto her journey of her own business, she was working 24/7, yeah. every day, every week, or for the whole of the year. Didn't have much of a work-life balance at that point.
No, it was just work.
Yeah, has more now. But National
Work... off. She has Wednesdays where she's good to herself.
I see
patients on a Wednesday as well. I just give myself a slot.
Gym as well, good.
But National Work-Life
yeah.
is making sure you have a balance and don't get
and
sucked into work.
How to get one.
Yes, it's advice. It's basically... And it's the importance of thinking about the other people in your life and how your
absolutely.
Working life affects them. So it's www.workingfamilies.org.uk.
Brilliant.
That's this week. Also this week, it's National Eye Care, Eye Health Week.
Ooh.
Very important.
I wonder if any opticians are doing any deals.
That would be interesting to know. Mm. It's eye care charities, organisations and health professionals from across the UK joining together to promote the importance of eye health and the need for regular sight tests. And
definitely.
I say this to all of my clients. Don't just go to the optician because you think your eyes are a bit blurry and a bit fuzzy.
Go every
because
time,
an eye
you know.
Test can pick
years?
Up. So, is well, it? They it's mm. 1 to 2 years depending yeah. on your eyesight and what your optician recommends.
Who said that?
But also, eye tests can pick up other health conditions.
Absolutely.
Well, that's
and that's a lot of people don't realise that.
Is it diabetes, isn't it? There's a
diabetes
strong...
and some.
Yeah.
The eyes are the windows to the world.
And I can't remember what the health problem was, but somebody was watching Poirot, saw David Suchet acting, contacted the production company and said, I think he should go and have his eyes tested. Because actually he had a medical condition that the guy watching the television
wow.
could see his eyes and this guy was an optician and thought there's something going on there.
Way to go.
And at the time he was perfectly healthy, didn't think he had a problem, but it turned out he did. And it was caught early and treated and
which
he's fine.
Which is good. It's all about early treatment. Preventative
yeah.
rather
preventative
than,
indeed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That would be fantastic. I have one event. You may remember Sarah March talking about her Kundalini yoga retreats. Well, she's emailed me another one. She's actually doing another... Now, let me just check. Is this a weekend? Doesn't say.
Talk amongst yourselves. She's looking up.
Oh, hang on. No.
The iPad's at hand.
The clue. I should get my eyes tested because there's a clue in the title. It says Kundalini Yoga Day. So there's a clue for me. It's Sunday, 4th of October from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is Relax in the Countryside of Eastchurch in the Sherland Hotel. That's ME124EH. Included in the price, which is £50 per person, is 2 hours of Kundalini yoga. 2 hours? A light lunch and a hot or soft drink. Full use of the spa and a chance to explore the countryside and places of historic interest. There's also chakra card reading taster session, all £50. Email Lorraine, and her email address is Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, March, as in the month, at gmail.com. Or call her on 07968-297-262. Now, because we're running out of time, and I want to make sure we have your last song, Dee, played out on air, I may have other information. I will post it on Facebook of any other events or awareness things going on this week. Also, Taster Days, Pamper Days, anything with regarding health and well-being. Of course, you can post it on our Facebook pages as well, so don't think you have to just tell us to put it on. We can actually just share what you post. So let us know, get hold of us, contact us through any of the social media mechanisms. Dee, thank you from the bottom of my heart for you coming on and sharing, and just really, again, scratching the surface. I always say this with our guests, that we only really just skim the surface of what you do, and the knowledge and the experience and the training that you've undergone as well. We haven't even touched that. But obviously you've been, you know, undergo various elements of training and qualifications, and it's still ongoing. So again,
it's always ongoing.
Thank you so much for coming in and sort of sparing the time.
Thank you so much.
To come on and explain it to our listeners, and of course we're going to do the photo session with your awards, so you can't escape yet. In fact, Jan's locked the door. Did you notice?
I thought that was to keep you in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. I can't forget that bit. Now, your last song you chose is a lovely song again. I think we've had it played probably good 6 months ago. "Lean on Me" by Bill Withers.
Indeed.
And that's very appropriate for a lovely message for us to disappear on. You chose it. Why?
Because my patients need emotional, psychological support. They can lean on me.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Jan, for joining us in studio with me, the man,
thank you,
Angela.
Thank you very much.
Dee, thank you. And thank you for what you do for all your wonderful ladies. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. Guest, Jan?
Dr. Sophie Schotter of the Luminate Skincare Clinics. And she's going to be telling us all about healthy skin and how to care for your skin.
Marvellous. Enjoy your week, everyone.
Happy week,
Take
all.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lean on me when you're